Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started.
This is episode 32 of the Ditch That Textbook podcast, and I'm coming to you personally from the Ditch That Textbook World Headquarters. Yep, that's my home in West Central Indiana. And I have some fantastic guests with me today. Today, all the way from Des Moines, Iowa, at a teacher conference, we've got Andrew Fenstermaker, who is a fifth grade teacher.
Fifth grade teacher.
And then he's got four students. Students, do you guys want to all say your names for us real quick?
I'm Sophie.
I'm Kaysen.
I'm Sterling.
I'm Mac.
All right. Very good. And we're so glad to have all of you guys. And I ran across all of these guys in a recent podcast episode I heard in some tweets. And there's been all of this buzz about this cool thing that you guys are doing with Flipgrid. So can anybody just tell us just generally what it is that you guys have been doing?
So what we do is we use this app called WeVideo, and it's really easy to make podcasts. And then our class can see them using Flipgrid.
Wow, that's so cool. So so you guys are recording these podcasts and you're using WeVideo and Flipgrid, and I love this idea. Can someone tell us real quick, this Mr. Fenstermaker, this may be a question for you. Where did the idea for this come from in the first place?
Yeah, so originally what we had done is we had partnered up with another class in our district, and we've been using Seesaw to do a digital like collaborative writing project where it was just a space for them to practice some digital citizenship and interact with other peers. And it was focused on they could go post anything that they really wanted, something that they were passionate about. Mm-hmm. And with them posting to there, we finally gave them the option to post videos, and that really took off. So it's like, okay, let's try. You guys really enjoy this opportunity to share your voice instead of just being kind of perceived as just this text and trying to understand kind of what the students are passionate about through their text entry. So we said, hey, let's try some podcasting so that you can actually hear their emotions and let them try to tap into some of those skills with their speaking and listening. So that's kind of where it evolved from, was start out as a Seesaw project where they're just using text, and then it kind of morphed into this digital way of using their voice to kind of share what they're passionate about.
That's so cool. And isn't it amazing how the more kind of like digital tools that we become familiar with, and the more that we know what they do, the more it opens up our minds to do these crazy app smashes like this. I know some people will look at this and they'll go, making podcasts using Flipgrid and WeVideo and all of this stuff, I never would have thought of that. But when you've got that stuff in the back of your mind, it just sort of falls into place, doesn't it?
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. That's cool. Okay. So let's throw this back over to the kiddos for a little bit. Can someone tell me, before you even start recording, how does the planning process go? And what do you guys do real briefly? And make sure you say your name before you start.
Hi, I'm Sterling. And we have this planning card that you post on Classroom that you jot down all your ideas and who you're going to interview and all that.
Okay. And then, Sterling, have you, because you've done these podcasts just like everybody else, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And have you found that taking the time to plan that stuff out is really helpful?
Yes, because then you can like know what you're going to talk about and not get off track and stuff.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Okay, very good. So somebody else, I know, if I've seen the process right here, there is some graphic design that goes into this before you actually record. Can someone tell us a little bit about that?
We use Canva to design our logos, and it's super easy. And then you can get music on WeVideo, and then you put it in, and it's super easy to make it shorter or longer and cut it and fade it out.
Cool. When you made your logo, what was, I'm still talking to Kaysen here. When you made your logo, what did it look like, and what was the name that you picked?
I chose Everything Sports, and I did it by sports.
Cool. And what did the logo look like? Like, what kind of pictures did you use?
It was purple in the background, and then I used a circle to put sports balls inside of it.
Ah, that's brilliant. Okay, very good. So we do the planning part, figure out like what you're going to talk about and who you're going to interview and everything. And then you make a logo. And then I think it's time to go over to Weave Video, isn't it? Can someone tell us just sort of briefly what you guys do there?
Oh, my name's Mac. We usually put in like the audio that we recorded on Weave Video and put in the music, our logo and our episode number.
Okay. And then where do you guys get the music from?
From Weave Video, or you can download it for somewhere else.
Okay. So at that point, you guys have your podcast recorded on Weave Video, and then it's time to take it over to Flipgrid, right? Can anybody tell us what you do there?
My name's Mac. We usually upload it to Flipgrid using the upload button.
But you take the video from Weave Video, right? Yeah. So how does that work?
You have to download it from Weave Video.
Where do you save it to, though?
When
you
Google Drive.
Yeah, so it saves directly to Google Drive, which makes the process to upload it simple.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, excellent. All right, so then once it's on Flipgrid, then it's there, and that's and your grid becomes kind of like the home base for your podcast, right?
Yeah.
That's so cool. Now, do you guys have an audience for your podcast? Do you like share it with anybody, or do you just share it with kids in your class?
Whoever comes on and views it.
Yeah, and we are hopefully going to launch it a lot today at the conference and share it out. And then now that we've finally got it up and going, we're going to start to get a broader audience and start sharing it more so that they can see the power of their voices and how they can be connected globally outside of their classroom too.
Nice. I love this so much. This is such a cool idea. So anybody here, I'm curious to see, now that you guys have been doing this for a little while, why is this a good thing? Like, what's good about it? What are some of the benefits for learning, just the benefits for, you know, enjoying what you're doing? Why is this a good thing? Like, if another teacher was listening to this and is thinking, I don't know, should I do this or not? Why would you encourage them that this is a good idea?
Because we get to learn about what we talk about and all the cool, like we have our own voice and we get to talk about what our own things that we want to learn about and some things that we might know.
Yeah, very good. Anybody else?
Other people can think, I mean, listen to what we have to think about certain topics, and it's fun.
Absolutely. And how about the teacher perspective on this one?
You know, the one thing that I've noticed from it is I've started to see students that are recording outside of class, so not even within the class time frame that they're given to work on it. So some kids are recording at home, but then even it's providing a lens of kind of developing a relationship in a way that I hadn't anticipated, just from the standpoint that the things that they're sharing are not things that I normally get to hear on a daily basis when we have the other content that we're trying to get through. So it's really opened up the door to learning a lot about what these students are really passionate about and what they are very interested in sharing and having others listen to.
Awesome. That's amazing. I love this. This is so, I think I've said that about seven times now. I really, really do think this is such a cool idea. If anybody wants to do this, are there any resources out there or any links or videos? Is there anything that you can direct them to? And no is an acceptable answer. I'm kind of putting you on the spot here.
That's all right. So if they go to flipgrid.com and the code used to access this is 5F as in Frank, Z as in zebra, podcasts. So 5FZ podcast. So if they type it in after flipgrid.com, 5FZ podcast, that will get you to the grid that we've been using and you can start to see it. And then I hope to publish a blog post soon about the whole process at www.afenstermaker.com.
Excellent. That's perfect. All right. Hey, I hope you guys have a wonderful conference presentation at this conference. And thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Matt.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find the show. Thanks for listening and happy ditching.